Letters from Our Readers, March-April 2022, by Beyond Today Editor. Readers of Beyond Today magazine share their thoughts in the March-April 2022 issue. What if Sodom has been found? I just wanted to say thanks for the January-February issue. As a student of biblical archaeology, it was very exciting for me to be blessed with the articles about Sodom. Please pass on my thanks to the authors for their excellent articles. I've closely followed the work of Dr. Scott Stripling, Associates for Biblical Research, and Dr. Stephen Collins. Please continue to write and speak on the archaeology of the Levant. From the Internet. Having just finished reading the January-February issue, I was moved to write and say that I was very pleased to see so many citations of Biblical Archaeology Review. As a longtime reader of that publication, along with Beyond Today, I have discovered much evidence of historical accuracy in the Bible. Both publications prompt my further rereading of biblical passages and result in further understanding of the Scriptures. Keep up the great work spreading the good news. I remain a faithful reader and financial contributor. From the Internet. Reader questions about the Trinity. I have been watching Beyond Today TV on YouTube for 3 years. I think your teachings are closely based on Jesus' teaching. I also just requested 3 of your Bible study aids, Is God a Trinity?, Does God Exist?, and Who is God?, for my friend. The more we read the Bible, the more we doubt the traditional understanding of the Trinity. My friends and I had a warm discussion about this. I hope your literature will explain more and open our eyes. May God bless you. From the Internet. Take us off your mailing list. We firmly believe in the Trinity as it is throughout Scripture and Jesus Himself referencing them. We hope your church finds the truth. From the Internet. I was reading throughout your literature and I noticed it read as if you don't believe in the Trinity of God. You are denying the very deity of God. Go read 1 John 5, 7-8. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. It's in God's Word right here. Yes, that is a mystery we will understand one day. Please don't reject the Trinity. It's the same as rejecting God. From the Internet. We believe in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ as two distinct beings who are both God. But nowhere is there any real evidence in Scripture of the Holy Spirit as a third divine person in the Trinity. Rather, as we noted in our fundamental belief about the nature of God, we believe in the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of God in Christ. The Holy Spirit is the power of God and the Spirit of life eternal. 2 Timothy 1:7, Ephesians 4:6, 1 Corinthians 8:6, John 1:1-4, Colossians 1:16. As for the words in 1 John 5:7-8, in the King James Version and some other translations, they are clearly not in any early Greek manuscripts of the Bible, but were added centuries later. This is a fact agreed upon by Bible scholars. As New Testament professor Neil Lightfoot explains in his book, How We Got the Bible, the textual evidence is against 1 John 5:7. Of all the Greek manuscripts, only two contain it. These two manuscripts are of very late dates, one from the 14th or 15th century and the other from the 16th century. Two other manuscripts have this verse written in the margin. All four manuscripts show that this verse was apparently translated from a late form of the Latin Vulgate. 2003, pages 100-101. This is one of many revealing quotes found in our free study guide, Is God a Trinity? Readers can download or request a free copy at ucg.org/booklets. Reader thankful for Beyond Today resources on Christmas. I'm new to the fact of Christmas being a pagan holiday. I've struggled for the past several years with missing the things I once enjoyed, but I give thanks to Beyond Today and the United Church of God for its constant information and reminders. I was born and raised Catholic, but as a maturing teenager found myself asking questions that were never answered. In my search, I developed a close spiritual relationship with my Savior based on prayer and reading Scripture for myself to discern the truth. Now I've found guidance through your articles and programs and have come to understand better. I'm finding answers to my number one question, Why do we follow a God of a Jewish people and a Jewish Savior, but do not do as He says? Thank you for spiritual fulfillment and guidance. From the Internet. Reader looking for a congregation. I'm in Canada and watch Sabbath services online from the United States. I'm wishing to be baptized by your church when I move to Windsor, Ontario, where there is a congregation. Reader in Canada. We're thrilled to hear you'd like to be baptized. For anybody looking for nearby church congregations, you can find a list at ucg.org/congregations. Those who would like to watch Sabbath services online can do so at ucg.org/webcast. And to better understand what God's Word says on this important subject, be sure to request and read our free study guide, What You Need to Know About Baptism, at ucg.org/booklets. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.